It's music by Manu Wallstar with a song that awfully sounds a lot like his old hit, Nalingi. This one is called Bolingo, though. 7:34, thank you so much for choosing Namibia's Heart and Soul. This is where radio comes alive. Now, all morning, we've been debating and we've been fighting about a story that has been on the lips of many African stars and just general football lovers in the country. Shekwan, the fact that African stars named a Ghanaian prince, a Ghanaian coach with the name of Prince George Koffi as their new head coach to lead them into this year's CAF Champions League and the 2023-2024 general season in Namibia. Obviously, you know, there are people that felt, why must you have a coach here, a young coach here that did well for the team, and now you're just going to replace him with a guy from Ghana. And the others that are saying, yeah, but like we need the experience, Moose. You know, we are going to the continent. It's the first time that Namibia in a couple of years.
It comes with a lot of experience.
And exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? We're going to speak to the gentleman himself that perhaps even chaired that meeting to that made that decision.
That decision, yeah, yeah.
We've got Solomon Hay with us online right now. Aputi Solomon.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you guys?
Ah, no, we are great.
You know what, Solomon? Yeah. When it comes to football, it's always a fight, isn't it? It's always a fight. You know, this person thinks that their opinion is the right one, but the next person believes no. But they should have done this. And I think the reason why we feel like that is because we love the club, isn't it? And football is ours. So perhaps let's hear from the horse's mouth, Salomo. Was there a need to bring in Prince George Koffi while Mervin Bakera was clearly doing well, winning the league last time out?
Yeah, thank you very much. I think also thank you for the opportunity to clarify it. So essentially, the long and short of it is that there's a new development in Africa where you have, so maybe a more practical example would be for you to be able to be a doctor, right? You have to go to university and go to medical school and study. And thereafter, after certain years, you become a medical doctor, right? So what's happening now globally, and CAF is also getting on the act, is that all coaches should now going forward be qualified, right? And that qualification criteria is what CAF referred to as the CAF A license, right? And in Namibia, and to our knowledge, there's no coach that has got a CAF A license with a refresher course, right? So obviously, there could be coaches in Namibia that perhaps could have done the CAF A license course, but they don't have the refresher course. It's almost like saying that, look, Casey, you've got a license, but it expires, but you can still drive, you know, but you are breaking the law. So you need to do refreshers to be able to be in a position to actually sit on the bench. So we were caught between a rock and a hard place in terms of, as part of the qualification criteria and licensing of African stars to participate in CAF, we needed to have a coach with a CAF A license.
And Bakera has a CAF B, okay.
Yes, Bakera has got a CAF B, and notwithstanding the success that you have alluded to in terms of perhaps being the youngest coach to ever win the league, right? So Bakera remains part of the technical team, but obviously we ran the risk of firstly not being eligible to participate in Africa because we don't have a CAF A accredited coach. So it would have meant that our league win would have been in vain, we would not have been able to participate in Africa. So we had to make a decision in the interest of the club so that we are able to participate and repay the faith of the African star supporters by participating in this prestigious inter-club competition.
Real quick, how long does it take to successfully complete the required license, the CAF A license? I'm just trying to calculate the time in between having won the league and the time of the CAF Championship starting.
Preparing for,
Yeah, so remember that towards the end of the season, last season, Bakera had to go to Zambia to go do the B license, right? Yeah. and he was virtually, he was almost there for 2 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, and I think he couldn't, he wasn't available for 3 games towards the end of the season,
yeah,
right? Because he was in Zambia.
Mm-hmm.
So he was there for 2 months. Now, you must remember that you can't immediately do an A license after doing a B license, right? Yeah, you and remember that the intervals of these training courses run in different time zones, if it were. So, for instance, what we do know now is that the next CAF A license training will only be around 18 to 24 months, right? Yeah, so, I mean, what do you do during the time as African staff?
Yeah.
And because you need someone to still lead and head the team. So maybe just because we're running a little bit out of time right now, Mr. Hay, can you just give us a little bit of a breakdown to all of us who are supporters, NSK included? to everybody who's listening right now, especially the African Star supporters and anyone who has an interest in the subject as well, just with Prince George Coffey's credentials as to why you felt, as you know, management of African Stars, that he was the right person for this job.
Yeah, so Prince Coach Coffey, also known as the Mastermind, is well exposed. I mean, this guy coached in Thailand, he coached in Benin, so he has coached on the continent, which gives him the pedigree to be able to understand the conditions on the continent when we go play there. He's coached in Ghana, he has developed players that has gone on to play into Europe. So there's two things that we looked at when we were sourcing for a coach and subsequently coming to settle for Prince Coffey. The one was experience, right, in terms of how well traveled, how well exposed, and how many games has this coach overseen over the years, right? Which is now the experience part, and how many countries has he been to, and all of that.
Yeah.
But the other important factor for us was also the developmental component, right? Because remember that as part of growth, you need to be able to have that continuity. And continuity to be able to bring in young players that can then be developed into fully fledged potential professional stars. So we're not looking only for players for African stars. We're also looking to create players for South Africa to be able to export them into those countries, into Europe. And so with this developmental component and the experience that he has, I think we got our man.
Yeah. All right.
Looking at, just coming back to Coach Bekara, you mentioned that he's still part of the structure. What exactly is his role? Is he the assistant coach, technical director, seeing that that post was also left recently by Abuti Maneti?
Maneti, yeah.
Yeah. No, look, the Maneti role was not replaced, right? And remember, the Maneti role was also very specific. Remember that the African Stars job is, it's perhaps one of the hottest jobs in the whole country for football.
Mm.
I mean, I think it runs very close to the Brave Warriors hot job.
Okay.
Look at him.
Wow, Mr. Hay, you're so smooth. You just slide that in.
Yeah.
No, I mean, think about if you are able to get around 3,000 to 4,000 people every game through the turnstiles, right? And if they are unhappy, they shout at the coach, right? So imagine the pressure that goes onto social media if the coach made a wrong substitution in their view,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So it's quite a hot job. I mean, so obviously the country job is the biggest, but I'm just saying in the context of the pressure that you get from coaching African staff. So what we wanted to do was to bring in Maneti so that he can come and sort of bring the calm aura around the team to say that there's no need to panic. Because remember that Bakera had obviously previous stints with other teams and stuff like that. But I'm sure for all intents and purposes, the African Stars job was definitely always going to be a step up, you know.
Yeah.
So Maneti then came to sort of assure and build a buffer around the technical team, right? To say that, look, we will be able to get through these turbulent waters. So, and what we do know now is that Bakera is perhaps the youngest coach to ever win the league, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he is a year older in the hot seat of African Stars, right? So the aura that we needed from Maneti at the time, and then obviously where Bakera finds himself now after the CAF B license exposure, one would think that he's more than ready and capable to be able to withstand the pressure that comes with a job, right? Mm. But obviously for Africa, you must remember that we run the risk of not actually having a coach, let alone not being allowed to participate if you don't have a CAF A license. So Bakera's role is really, he's going to work very closely with Coach Kofi, and he's not a technical director, but he's part of the technical team to assist the head coach, Prince Kofi.
Mm. All right.
All right, cool. Solomon, hey, thank you so much. I think it's very, very clear on your side. As an 11 Eros supporter from Mobish Bay, I unfortunately, we were relegated.
You know what, Mr. Hay, you should actually tell him, you should give him a jersey, and yeah, and then I'll just take him to some of our games. I'm pretty sure I'll turn him on our side.
We don't want your jersey.
All right.
But no, I thought he was part of the Kazerando folklore.
No. Way. NSK isn't. NSK is from Balfour's Bay, and it's definitely 11 Arrows.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. In fact, also for me, if I have to choose between 11 Arrows and Blue Waters, I tend to lean towards 11 Arrows.
That's same, man. That's what I'm talking about. Solomon, hey, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you, my good sir.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, thank you for having me.
All right, bye-bye.
Cheers.
Hi, kids. It's Toko from...
It's music by Plaz as well as Neo, Busted Baby Part 2. I never actually really heard Part 1, to be honest. But you know what?
There's a Part 1?
There's a Part 1. You know what I mean? Like it says, because I've, you know, since I've known this song, it always says Part 2. So maybe we need to do the right thing, Jella, and go find Part 1 of Busted Baby. Anyways, it's 8:32 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Now, we've been speaking about subject matter, African Stars, the fact that they brought in a new coach from Ghana. That's Abudi coach Prince, the mastermind, while they had a title-winning coach. We had the chairman, Solomon Hay, explain why they did so. We had Coach Bakera on air saying, listen, it's about the club, it's about the supporters, and it's about Namibia as a whole. We also received a voice note here from someone that we really believe echoes what exactly these two gentlemen and the whole of African Stars want to bring across.
Morning, Fish. I just want to give my two cents about this whole African Stars scenario. You know, I really want to give credit to African Stars management, right up from the chairman to the coach. This is really a sign of maturity that they are showing here, and it's really a sign of wanting to grow. It makes so much sense. We all had our debates, yes. Why we come back, African Stars demands war. Demanded for the league, have no chocolate demanded. This is a clear, if you want to put it in a layman's term, it's like saying you are tendering for a certain job. A certain job requires an engineer as a managing director on the company. And the managing director is just not qualified. I mean, for the sake of for the company to grow, the managing director will step down and want to put in the engineer and say, look, okay, fine, come in there, let's just win the tender, but this is for the sake of the growth of the company. This is what African Star is portraying. Look, let's put our supporters first, let's put our country first, and let's move on. I mean, that's what I'm saying, that it's really for Coach Bakera to come in there and then really not sound all angry and stuff, because
he was still making a point.
They have put the club first, they have put the players first, they have put the supporters first, and this is supposed to be an example. This is supposed to put this is the same example NFA or in the entire football association, right up to the ministry, should take this as an example and say, look, this guys, for the sake of football in the country, the whole football in the country, to move forward, for the sake for us to get back to where we were. Let's look at infrastructures like our stadiums, man. Let's get this right so that we can go back to where we were. Let people learn to step down for the sake of growth,
as a belief,
of the whole entire company, whole entire association, whole entire football. It really, you know, I don't know if you...
Yeah, it's very emotive.
It's a sad case on its own. Did you just step down, me bro, man? That's what for you can hang. Step down.
Honestly,
so
though.
Honestly, African Stars, big ups. We should rally behind them. Whether you're a BA supporter, Life Fighters, whatever, we should rally behind African Stars. This is the time which we should rally, because they're going to represent the country. They're bringing the country back onto the map.
Absolutely.
And really, big ups to them, man. I'm already an African Star supporter, but yeah, I haven't paid my tithe in a very long time. So please, don't hold me accountable for that. But really, we must rally to go after behind Stalile. Stalile for life. Stalile Pepe.
Thank you so much, Buta. We appreciate
it. Such a good point, honestly. Yeah. And you know what echoed really for me?
Yeah.
People who don't want to step down. And you might be sitting there in that throne right now thinking we don't see. We see that you really don't want to step down, and it's holding us back.
And you're holding us back.
Dog.
One question that we perhaps forgot to address with Abudi Salamon Hay is the question of stadiums. So we will leave that in the air for now. Once we maybe get him back just before the season starts, perhaps that will be clarified.
Exactly.
For now, it's 8:36. Let's talk about the week's headlines.
Boost your mornings with fresh breakfast.